WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, well, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of you probably haven't heard before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Tennis, Destroyer, and Greta Stanley. Today's reissue song is from The Smiths off a re-release of their Queen is Dead album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Ages and Ages, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why we tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Libby Steele. Libby, well, it's spelled with an I instead of a Y. Of course, that depends on which website you find that references Libby. You know, let me explain. Libby, she's a terrifically talented person. Not only is she a musician, she's also an actress. And depending on which website you land on, you'll get Libby spelled differently. All I can think of here is she started out as Libby with a Y and changed it to Libby with an I to stand out maybe just a little bit. Anyway, Libby is from a rural section of Victoria in Australia. She currently makes her home in Victoria's capital, Melbourne. Libby crafts some clever and innovative tunes. She really does a fine job of blending pop and jazz to create this song, People. The song can be had for free, and I've posted that link at my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Libby Steele here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
That was the latest material from Plastic Picnic here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Plastic Picnic, which is a great name for a band. They're a Brooklyn-based project comprised of four Pacific Northwest transplants. The duos, Lute and Panario, and Hunt and Taylor developed their styles playing in separate Seattle projects. It wasn't until moving east that the pairs were brought together by a mutual friend, which is a wonderful story. I first played them about a month ago with their single Bite. The boys have officially released their debut self-titled EP just last week, so I thought I'd reach in and grab another track. The tune was called Tilden. Changing musical direction with something new from Grapple. G-R-A-P-E-L-L. They're a singer-songwriter duo of Emil Erstrand and Nils Nygaard. The twosome hails from Stockholm, Sweden, and they've been friends since they were teenagers. Their friendship and music abilities, well, they've grown over the past couple years. They play an alt, easy-listening style of music. I find it quite pleasing. The pair is readying to release their debut full-length album, Crier, on November the 3rd. The track I have for you is the album's pre-release single, Heartbreaker. New music from Grapple here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Maybe you're a heart. It's warmer in these mornings. The sun rides your back. All the way home till it sets like concrete stone. Burns underneath. You better lift your feet. You better run. And there's a holiday heat that drives through these streets and into our homes, where the kids play free until January comes.
New music from Greta Stanley here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a rainy, cloudy Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Greta Stanley, she's a 22-year-old indie singer-songwriter from Cairns, Australia. She states on her SoundCloud page that she, quote, writes songs that will make you feel like sheet in a good way. Obviously, I changed the word sheet. Greta released her debut EP, Boredom City, in May of 2015. I found her in April of this year with the release of her single, Drunk Dreams. That song and 12 others are on her self-release debut full-length album, Full Grown. Comes out October 27th. And since I've already featured Drunk Dreams on a couple shows, I decided to play a deeper cut today. That tune was called When January Comes. By the way, that song can be had for free via my website at tksmusic.com.
Imagine a time when no one person has Parkinson's disease, is debilitated by a stroke, and no family suffers the tragedy of Alzheimer's. Some of the best minds in America are doing more than imagining. The American Brain Foundation is seeking to find cures, where life without brain disease isn't just something we can imagine, it's something we can know.
Join Kevin Sorbo in the fight to cure brain disease. For more information, visit AmericanBrainFoundation.org.
Next up is a new one from Nancy Shipper. Nancy is an unsigned, relatively new indie pop singer-songwriter from Kalamny in Western Victoria in Australia. She launched her debut album, Haunted House, in 2015 to some impressive results. She went back in the studio and she had a release of a song called Corner Store, which was just came out on July 12th, and I premiered that in late July. It's a wonderful song. Well, this new now I have this new self-release track from Nancy. It's called Your Eyes. It's a little bit different than Corner Store, but it's a nice blend of singer-songwriter with a touch of folk and some alt-country. I'm assuming this will be on the new upcoming album as well, which is coming out later this fall. In the meantime, though, you can download it for free. And I provided you that link as well at my website at tksmusic.com. New music from Nancy Shipper here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I don't want to pretend. Why don't we let this end? It's never just a simple truth with you. There's always something else.
I'm not afraid to die. Yes.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Ages and Ages right after the latest here from Tennis.
I can be true to you even when losing every little thing that I've ever known and all of the love that I've ever shown.
From Tennis here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is Tiki, and I featured another track from Tennis on last week's show, but I had this song too, and I thought I'd share it with you. Excuse me. The track that I just sampled was I Miss That Feeling. It's from the upcoming new EP, We Can Die Happy, which officially drops on November 10th. So just give you background if you missed it. Tennis is from Denver, Colorado. They play, well, alt-pop, feel-good kind of music. And they also slide in some nice R&B into their sound as well. I first found them in 2012 with the release of their fantastic Young and Old album, which made my top 10 lists for 2012. Also just got to see them play at the House of Blues as an opening act for the Shins. By the way, Tennis, they'll be out on tour again in support of this new record. They have a stop here in Boston on January 22nd at the Royale. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's the Lineage. It's a part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Ages and Ages. So, Ages and Ages. They are an 8-member strong, mixed-gendered collective based out of Portland, Oregon. They focus on up-tempo, alt-pop, and indie. I first found them in 2014 with the release of their debut album, Divisionary. That album made my top 10 list of that year as well. The follow-up album, Something to Ruin, came out 2 years later. For 2017, Ages and Ages have released this new single, How It Feels, which came out October 6th. So this is Ages and Ages. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Ages and Ages with I See More. It was released in March of 2014 on their Divisionary album. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'll be posting it in its entirety a little bit later on today at my website at tksmusic.com. As I mentioned earlier, you can also check out some free downloads, and there are also some videos. How's there? And an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, or a request. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from The Smiths. The album that has been reissued is The Queen Is Dead, with a deluxe remaster version thereof. Morrissey and Johnny Marr, they put out some solid music in the 80s. The lyrics had a tendency to be on the dark side, but they produced a very listenable product. This album originally came out in 1986, and it had big hits on it, such as Big Mouth Strikes Again, There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, and this one, The Boy with the Thorn in His Side. So this is The Smiths with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
The boy with a thorn in his side, behind
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here and music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set with the latest from Makhtavirskin. They're a mixed-gendered alt-art-pop band from Gothenburg, Sweden. And they get their name, or their name rather translates to powerful women. I first found them in 2013 with the release of their album, Two. It's been 4 years, but they finally released their third album, and it's simply titled Three. Just dropped October 20th, and I spun there for you the album's lead-off track, and that is called Vienna. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Destroyer. Destroyer is actually Daniel Behar, and he's from Vancouver, British Columbia. He's also been loosely affiliated with the New Pornographers, and you know those Canadians, they're such a collaborative bunch. The new album is Ken, and it was released on October 20th. The song I have for you is Tinseltown Swimming in Blood. It's kind of a New Order feel to it. Check it out. See what you think. New music from Destroyer here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Playing music from Deluxe here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tesla University. Also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you at music you might otherwise miss. LA's Deluxe. They are, quote, a post-disco dance punk do-it-yourself duo that sound like they could have come out of 1979 or 1982 just as easily as the present, unquote. The brand new single is called $875, which was just dropped on September 29th, and it's the pre-release single to their upcoming album, More Disco Songs About Love. All right, let me slip in one more from Eliza. I'm just going to get a single name. Eliza, who used to go by Eliza Doolittle, which I guess she decided to change that. She just did that recently. She's coming out with a new branding, I guess, and is accompanied by a new R&B slash soul tune entitled Wasn't Looking, which came out just on October 13th. I want you to check that out. In the meantime, though, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
You